The Ansible had brought them word that the new colony ship was only a year away. They asked Ender to find a place for them to settle in, near enough to Ender's colony that the two colonies could trade, but far enough apart that they could be governed separately. Ender used the helicopter and began to explore. He took one of the children along, an 11-year-old boy named Abra. He had been only 3 when the colony was founded, and he remembered no other world than this. He and Ender flew as far away as Ender thought the new colony should be, then camped for the night and got a feel for the land on foot the next morning. It was on the 3rd morning that Ender suddenly began to feel an uneasy sense that he had been in this place before. He looked around. It was new land. He had never seen it. He called out to Abra.
"Ho, Ender," Abra called.
He was on top of a steep, low hill.
"Come up."
Ender scrambled up, the turves coming away from his feet in the soft ground. Abra was pointing downward.
"Can you believe this?" he asked.
The hill was hollow. A deep depression in the middle, partially filled with water, was ringed by concave slopes that cantilevered dangerously over the water. In one direction, the hill gave way to 2 long ridges that made a V-shaped valley. In the other direction, the hill rose to a piece of white rock, grinning like a skull, with a tree growing out of its mouth.
"It's like a giant died here," said Abra, "and the earth grew up to cover his carcass."
Now Ender knew why it had looked familiar, the giant's corpse. He had played here too many times as a child not to know this place. But it was not possible. The computer in the battle school could not possibly have seen this place. He looked through his binoculars in a direction he knew well, fearing and hoping that he would see what belonged in that place. Swings and slides. Monkey bars. Now overgrown, but the shapes still unmistakable.
"Somebody had to have built this," Abra said. "Look, this skull place, it's not rock. Look at it, this is concrete."
"I know," said Ender. "They built it for me."
"What?"
"I know this place, Abra. The buggers built it for me."
"The buggers were all dead 50 years before we got here."
"You're right. It's impossible, but I know what I know. Abra, I shouldn't take you with me. It might be dangerous. If they knew me well enough to build this place, they might be planning to...
to get even with you?
For killing them.
So don't go, Ender. Don't do what they want you to do."
"If they want to get revenge, Abra, I don't mind. But perhaps they don't. Perhaps this is the closest they could come to talking, to writing me a note.
They didn't know how to read and write.
Maybe they were learning when they died."
"Well, I'm sure as hell not sticking around here if you're taking off somewhere. I'm going with you."
"No. You're too young to take the risk of..."
"Come on! You're Ender Wiggin. Don't tell me what 11-year-old kids can do."
Together they flew in the copter, over the playground, over the woods, over the well in the forest clearing. Then out to where there was, indeed, a cliff, with a cave in the cliff wall, and the ledge right where the end of the world should be. And there in the distance, just where it should be in the fantasy game, was the castle tower. He left Abra with the copter. "Don't come after me, and go home in an hour if I don't come back."
"Eat it, Ender. I'm coming with you. Eat it yourself, Abra, or I'll stuff you with mud."
Abra could tell, despite Ender's joking tone, that he meant it, and so he stayed. The walls of the tower were notched and ledged for easy climbing. They meant him to get in. The room was as it had always been. Ender remembered well enough to look for a snake on the floor, but there was only a rug with a carved snake's head in one corner. Imitation, not duplication. For a people who made no art, they had done well. They must have dragged these images from Ender's own mind, finding him and learning his darkest dreams across the light years. But why? To bring him to this room, of course, to leave a message for him. But where was the message, and how would he understand it? The mirror was waiting for him on the wall. It was a dull sheet of metal in which the rough shape of a human face had been scratched. They tried to draw the image I should see in the picture,
and, looking at the mirror, he could remember breaking it, pulling it from the wall, and snakes leaping out of the hidden place, attacking him, biting him wherever their poisonous fangs could find purchase.